Thank you to the steering committee for putting together the summit. I'm very pleased to be here. So I'm gonna give you the federal perspective, mostly from Federal Highway Administration. And I'm going to start out with some national safety statistics. I know there are people here in the room that are from different disciplines. You may not be as familiar with the safety statistics, so I think it's important to set the stage. So this is data from 2005-2014, and you can see that rural fatalities are a larger portion of the overall fatality number. The gap, though, has been reduced over the years, so the number of rural fatalities is about 1,000 more than urban fatalities. So obviously, it's a big part of the problem. That's why we have the summit. Only 19% of the U.S. population lives in rural areas, but over 50% of the rural fatalities are happening in these places. And then looking at it from a fatality rate standpoint, this is where it really jumps out as being a bigger problem. If you look at the fatality rate of rural roads versus urban roads, you're looking at a fatality rate that's 2.5 times higher on rural roads than urban roads. And there's a lot of reasons for that, which I will not get into now, which we'll obviously be talking about as part of the summit. Last year, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration added an important code to the FARS data, which is the Fatal Analysis Reporting System data. They added information about who owns the road to the data set. And in the past, we've always had to look at surrogates because it's really important to know when you look at fatalities across the country, they mostly happen on state-owned roads, they mostly happen on city roads, locally-owned roads. So this past year was the first year we have that data. Now, unfortunately, right now, a lot of that data is not reported or it's unknown. But it's the beginning of getting this data and capturing it at the national level, so we have another facet of giving us better information about the fatality problem in the country. Now, in 2015, the news is actually very bad because we had 35,092 people lose their lives on the nation's highways, which represents a 7.2% increase compared to 2014 and is the largest percentage increase in nearly 50 years. The 2016 data, we have preliminary indications that we have another increase compared to 2015. And I know there's going to be a breakout session, I believe it's tomorrow, on Toward Zero Deaths. And obviously that's a very important theme across the country right now in terms of what strategies and programs we have to put in place to reverse the trend that's now going in the wrong direction. And that's very much a big focus of the summit, is having very productive and engaging conversation about this issue of getting down to our ultimate goal of zero deaths. I want to highlight a few examples of success in the country. It's always good to highlight a success story in the state where you're actually having the conference. This is obviously a case study from Colorado. US 285 had a roadway departure problem. They actually engaged our resource center to look closely at doing a road safety audit, and Craig in the back was, my understanding, involved with this road safety audit. And also the Federal Highway Division Office worked with the Colorado Department of Transportation to really do a very quick road safety audit. They recognize this as really an emergency in terms of the problems that were occurring with fatal and serious injuries. The good news is, out of the road safety audit, they put solutions in place very quickly: high friction surface treatments, cable medium barrier, and other safety treatments. So this is a good example of partners coming together and very quickly addressing a problem that was affecting people driving on this particular roadway. This is from Clackamas County in Oregon. They are putting all the dots together. They are, the elected officials recognize that access to health care, education, transportation, safe roads, making the right investments across all these different disciplines help all the other disciplines. So when you make the right investments in healthcare, that obviously will have a good outcome for people that unfortunately have bad situations on the roadway. So this is a small county in Oregon that has the big picture in terms of making all these connections between all the societal issues that we're trying to address. And to build off what that Steve said, this is what this whole summit's about, is bringing together all these disciplines in trying to figure out new solutions and strategies for some of the problems we've faced for a long time. We did a road safety audit working with the Lummi Nation. Kirk Vaness, I have not met you, but I heard that you're here, so I look forward to meeting you. I know that you were very instrumental in working on this road safety audit. I believe the center was involved. Also, Federal Highway Administration. This is just an example working with a tribe to be successful in implementing solutions to a road safety audit. Another example, National Park Service. We did a bicycle road safety audit to address some of the problems that we saw there. When you look at the interaction of bicyclists and cars at intersections and also with pathways, A great another partnership between Federal Highway, Wyoming DOT, the Park Service, all coming together to achieve success by making specific local improvements to make it safe for all the tourists that come through this area. So what I want to do now is just quickly tell you about some resources Federal Highway Administration has that we're delivering to address rural road safety. Of course, we have our Highway Safety Improvement Program, which represents over a $2 billion program, with funding going to each state. And that funding is good for all public roads, which is a very unique element of that program. So anywhere where you have safety problems, these dollars can be used to address them. Of course, we've got our different partnerships and different resources, which I'll highlight in the next few slides. This is a slide that shows highway safety improvement funds that go to locally owned roads. We know a large percentage of the problem on rural roads happen on locally owned roads. I just discovered that some of the information in this slide is not accurate. I got that information just as I was coming here. So we're going to wipe this slide from the slide deck. The key message, though, is federal dollars can get down to the local roads to address some of the problems on those facilities. We have a lot of partnerships with the different 4Es that are working the safety problem. If you're not familiar with the 4Es, we have working with engineers, law enforcement, educators, EMS, and of course there's other Es. We've gotten beyond 4Es. Some of the partnerships that we currently have in play, we have, of course, the partnership with the National Center for Rural Road Safety. In your handouts, we highlight some of the training and technical assistance resources that this center provides. Take advantage of those resources. They're a national center to support rural road safety across the country, and they can certainly help make a difference in your particular jurisdiction or agency. We have a partnership with the National Association of Counties. We're helping them develop local road safety plans. We're also working with them on getting the word out on a lot of other resources that the counties may not be aware of. We developed a couple different videos, which I'll highlight in just a second. And then, of course, we've got the National Association of County Engineers and some of the other national organizations that we're working with. We have put out a lot of different tools and resources to address rural road safety over the past several years. This slide just highlights some of the covers of some of these reports and fact sheets that we have put out. We have a manual on high-risk rural roads that can be used to understand what are the different safety improvements that are out there and how effective are they. We've developed local road safety videos and brochures for elected officials and local agency practitioners. Cindy Bobbitt, who's going to be one of the speakers here in a few minutes, she's actually highlighted in one of these videos. She's doing some great work in Oklahoma. These are great videos to show how you can educate local officials, local elected officials about road safety, but also how practitioners, how they can communicate with officials on the importance of road safety and different ways to address those issues. We also have a number of different technical and assistant training programs. We have Everyday Counts, which is promoting different innovations in a lot of different areas. On the safety side, we've been promoting Safety Edge, innovative intersection interchange, geometrics, high friction surface treatments, and some of the most advanced safety analysis tools. This is all free technical assistance and training. We can tell you more during the breakout sessions. We have a great partnership with LTAP, the LTAP centers and TTAP centers. I know that there's some folks here from those centers that I know will be making great contributions to the discussions here at the summit. So just want to close that we all have the vision of getting to zero deaths, and this summit is going to be a great dialogue to help have a great discussion about how do we achieve this vision. It's going to take a lot of time, a lot of resources. The summit's one way to help generate some new thinking and new ideas, and I look forward to being part of that discussion. Thank you.